and afford. MenSure helped me find a plan that worked for me, and they helped me save money, too. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MenSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. So easy. Go to MenSure.org today to get started and get covered. That's MenSure.org for coverage you can count on and afford.
Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Welcome to Chamber Chat. Hi, Jane.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's very good to see you with your bum foot.
I know.
What a drag.
Did it to myself, but...
Well, yeah,
it's good.
Okay,
it's going good.
It's tough. I would imagine it's tough to get around those crutches right about now. But
well, I've had 3 weeks to practice.
Okay,
now
good.
That the snow fell. Falls,
good.
My footprints are kind of funky. I scooted out of my house this morning. I've got a long walk, and so my kid was behind me leaving, and so I did like this figure S all the way down the road, you know, or down in the snow. It was kind of fun.
Wow.
So he texted me with the eye roll icon.
like you're 8 years old again. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's fun.
We have guests in the studio this morning, don't we?
I'm super excited.
Me
yep.
too.
We've got Rebound Partners and Brent and Brent. Brent and Brent.
Just say Brent. You can just say Brent.
The Brents.
Yeah. So
well, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
How's everything over at Rebound?
It's great.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
I'll back up and say, you know, I've been waiting my whole life to be on the air on KYNM with Rich Larson. So
oh, my goodness.
Today fulfills a lifelong dream, really.
Happy
to be here.
Seeing as I've only been here for 2 years, I'm going to call, you know what I'm going to call on that. But it's good to see you, Brent.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you, Brent, as well.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah.
Can we clarify? Brent Nystrom?
Yes.
And Brent Bielenberg?
Yes.
In case you guys are out there wondering who is
come on, yeah.
thinking it's not but Brett Reese.
No, it's not Brett. It's the Brents.
Yeah. Kind of a little confusing, but
exactly.
I got the visual now.
Right. So the Chamber has this program where the stakeholder members like Rebound Partners are able to donate a membership to a local nonprofit. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about for a little while today.
Exactly. Yeah. It's such a warm and fuzzy kind of community support thing.
Sure.
So I guess the official wording would be to gift a membership to a startup, a minority-owned, a nonprofit business who may or may not have the funds to join the chamber, even though the chamber is less than $30 a month. Thought I'd throw that in there in case anybody is wondering. But it's not always about money. It's about community. It's about relationship.
Right.
And what's near and dear to the hearts of the stakeholder businesses. We've talked about a few in the past. I know we've tried to get Rebound on here recently as well. And so happy that you guys are here today. And one of the staff that works at Rebound is Tammy Seymour,
mm-hmm.
who is big and very dedicated to the Northfield Soccer Association.
Oh, excellent.
And while we were talking with Brett, he looked at her and he said, you know, if it's near and dear to you, it's near and dear to me. And trying to support his staff and the community. And there's thousands of kids that play hockey.
Or soccer.
Hockey. Yes. I'm looking at Brent Bielenberg and all my hockey memories.
I coach soccer
back.
Too, so it's been a part of the community for a long time and growing and bringing a lot of kids diversity mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. community together. So it really is a neat thing, and you know, you don't think about it sometimes having athletics in the chamber, but it really does matter. And that's just such a huge part of our community. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And soccer, especially for youth. I mean, soccer, I played soccer in the 70s. I mean, that's...
How old are you, Rich?
I'm older than Methuselah at this point. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a great, a really popular game for the young people in the country for a long time, and starting to catch on now with the grown-ups, too, a little bit. But, yeah.
Their in-house starts at 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. 4 to 8 for in-house. I'm sure that's a lot of training and skills.
Yeah, a lot of crowd control, keeping them in the... I mean, it's just building community. It's getting kids together, getting them active, and connecting people.
And that's the whole thing right there. That's what it's all about. So, what else do we know about the Youth Soccer Association?
I know there's
okay. We know lots. No, just to back up a little bit. First of all, I know Tammy's listening, and I said I would embarrass her by saying hello on the air. So
everyone say hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
And she has been part of NSA for a long time, doing a lot of the admin work that group does. I'm a previous board member of the NSA, so I think it wasn't just Tammy, but Brent and others who work at Rebound. I mean, the NSA has touched a lot of families, so I. People hear that. So I was on the board even at one time.
I didn't know
of
that.
Of NSA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a while ago. Nice. I was the in-house coordinator. wrangling little kids for a long time. Just sort of following my kids through the program. So from, I think, 4 or 5 is when the first one started, all the way through. And so I agree with Brent. It touches so many people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a coach. They could be watching. They could be on the board. And anything community related is something that Rebound Partners wants to support.
Right.
Maybe we can launch into that at some point.
I got all kinds of questions for you guys.
So yes, we are going to launch into that. Yes. But, so when it came to choosing a nonprofit to support, because of our membership, it was sort of an obvious one to us. Yeah. And so, I think it's been a good partnership.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
For sure. And as far as Chamber helping we get exposure, got you on the radio today.
Yes.
We actually, at the Home and Garden Show, NSA put up some nets behind the Home and Garden Show booth, and they put on a kicking clinic all day. So all right. That was another way for kids to come in, just kind of get a feel, or the experienced ones come on in and have a little competition. I think they might have been down for Crazy Days, too.
Okay.
But, just ways to get them interacting with the community and increase exposure and education.
Do we have some contact information for the NSA? Or can we maybe just Google the Northfield Soccer Association?
Yeah, you probably can Google. I mean, Tammy and then her husband, Doug, are still very involved in soccer. I mean, it's a lifelong thing for them, and it's a family thing for them, so... I don't want to, Tammy's listening, so I don't want to say call her, but go on the website. You can see things there. But it's a very diverse, nice. Yes, and a good group there that works with it.
All right. Well, let's talk about you guys a little bit. Brent Bielenberg, tell us a little bit what you do at Rebound.
Yeah, so I'm just part-time there.
Okay.
And I came in, I pastor a church locally. I've got a background in coaching. I coached girls hockey for 20 years and boys soccer. But my heart is really just in the community, how to build community and then how to reach out into community. So a lot of what I do in working with Brent and then with Brett, we partner together, but just how we build community within the Rebound community.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do we really reach out to impact the community of Northfield and now with Rivosity, other cities that we go into to really identify what the needs are in the city and how we can support the city in building relationships.
So specifically, how does that sort of manifest itself?
Well, I mean, one very simple one that when I came on was we started doing stuff with the Archer House, and it's like, well, what do we do? How do we preserve this? How do we pass this along? How do we connect with the community? So it was connecting with the Historical Society and working with them and bringing that piece. So we just wanted, how can we bless them? They had some projects they had to do there. So like we were out here and it was cold when we were digging out those bricks.
Yes,
but
it was,
we were coming out here and
I was looking out the window of our office watching you guys collect bricks and looking at the temperature. It was below zero.
Yeah, you could have come out. We would have let you come out there.
Not happening, my friend.
But yeah, it was just a way just to give back to the community and then help the Historical Society. Yeah, all those bricks, we didn't do anything. We didn't want to be a fundraiser or make money for ourselves. Mm-hmm. but we wanted just to gift that in, and so as a fundraiser for the Historical Society.
I have my brick sitting in my office right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know, I mean, I don't expect you to speak for the Historical Society, but do you know if those bricks are still available?
Yes, I believe they still are. Yep, they still have some, and we have some packaged away, too, of you know, whenever we get to that point of a rebuild, having some things that we pulled out of there, how we could bring that back into retelling that story. So
yeah,
so those are all stashed away. And then I'd say the other thing that we've been doing the last 2 years, I think it's been, where we have a suite as a company up at the for the Minnesota Twins, and so we've just done this part once. We just invite nonprofits for a way to, for us to get to meet people, encourage them, and hear their story, what they're doing, and just say thank you. That's probably our biggest thing, is just to say thank you for what they're doing.
That's great.
And for them to get together, honestly.
Well, sure.
You know, where's the opportunity for the nonprofits in Northfield to sort of all their staff or leaders to get together in one place? I mean, that's part of it, is networking for them.
That's a crowd, too. I mean, you can't throw a rock in this town without hitting a nonprofit.
Right,
so,
yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Well, Brent Nystrom, tell us a little bit about what you do over at Rebound.
I do a lot of stuff over at Rebound.
You're a busy man.
We'll keep it to community today, but, you know, Rebound's...
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, maybe not. All right. Whatever you want, Rich. So, we're involved in lots of things, and we have different areas of focus, like hospitality and the Archer House, like food and beverage with their union, and so on and so forth. But what we want to do is kind of mesh community into all of that. So... all these verticals, we're trying to, make sure we're doing things that'll strengthen communities. I did a little exercise before I got here. Not physical exercise. Oh. Sorry. I don't want to confuse you.
Me either.
Maybe later. I said, why are we so... Because I think Rebound's really aligned with the chamber.
Yeah.
In many ways. You know, we wanted to do this stakeholder level thing because we believe in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked. I said, "Well, what's our community mission?" We kind of have one outline, which was really to strengthen these communities where we live and work. Then, if you turn around and look at the chamber's mission statement, which I wrote down, to lead in the creation, promotion, and enhancement of a healthy business environment for the Northfield area. So we believe in that completely.
Yep.
And then we also want to. It's not just business for us, right? Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things in business, but we think. Rise everybody up at the same time.
We all do better when we all do better.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
We're in Northfield. We have to say that once a day.
Yeah. So. Yes. Agreed. We can get into examples of that.
Yes, please.
So, he mentioned the Archer House and... what was the other one you mentioned?
The
Twins game. One fun one we've been doing here at Reunion... is each month we pick a nonprofit, and 5% of the sales on Wednesdays goes to that nonprofit.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who is it this month?
Oh yeah, but yep. Jennifer Sawyer heads that up, right?
Right. She does a lot of engagement and who we're going to pick and welcoming those. So last month it was Rotary, for example.
Okay. Sure.
Which is why I'm usually here sitting in the chair for something Rotary related. But it was Rotary. It's been the Historical Society, Cannon River Partnership, and so on and so forth. So go to Reunion on Wednesdays
And
support those nonprofits. So, it ends up being, somewhere between $1,200 to $1,500 in a month. Some of those months, by the way, have five Wednesdays, and those nonprofits get a little extra boost.
Those are the good months,
extra boost. But, it's good for everybody. It's good for that nonprofit, and it gets people into Reunion. I know that people in Rotary, at least, went there specifically because they knew they'd support Rotary, which then, in turn, supports lots of other local and also international projects.
I ate at Reunion quite a bit. I did not know that it was that Wednesdays were a thing. So now, now it's going to be Wednesdays
at Reunion. Yeah. And Redemption does that down in Faribault.
Down in Faribault. Good.
Other things, we're a big DJJD hero sponsor, and there's probably nothing more community minded in Northfield than the whole DJJD celebration. And so we get involved in that in lots of different ways. That's always a good one. Laura Baker,
yeah.
Rich, you've been heavily involved in
I have.
Banquet is coming up.
The gala will be Saturday, December 2nd.
December 3rd. So we've been a partner with them for a long time. Project Friendship. We've hosted things at Reunion, which is always a fun one with the mentors and maybe some of those mentees that come back have stayed in Northfield and stayed connecting to that. Vintage Band, Rotary in general. I mean, so we're out there trying to help Northfield be a vibrant place.
You guys, I'm sorry, you guys got your fingers in a lot of things, though. I mean, it's not just all about real estate with Rebound.
Right. You know, we want to do those things in Northfield that help from a business or real estate or certainly housing.
I mean, we can get into
that and talk about that all day. But, you know, we know that's a drastic need in Northfield.
Right.
And so a few projects that we've done that are hoping and helping to get more people great places to live in town here.
So, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brent.
Mm.
Yeah. Brent Nystrom.
Brent squared. Okay, Brent. Okay.
I would be remiss and drummed right out of the journalistic profession if I were not to ask you what on earth is going on with the site that used to be the Archer House.
Why did I know this was coming? Actually, Rich, I'm walking over here from getting my coffee at Blue Monday, and I get stopped by a couple right here in front of said lot.
How often do you get this question?
Almost daily.
And
almost
daily. It's got to be growing, too, isn't it?
Growing. It's growing.
There's anticipation in the community, Brent. I mean, that area, that site means a lot to everyone in this
yes.
town.
Yes. And I think that's part of why it's been a little slower than we hoped.
Yeah.
So I think you can dig through the Northfield News / KYM and archives and find me on record saying, you know, we're going to be starting the project. You'll see construction like this spring.
I have a press release sitting on my desk right now. Right.
So that was wrong. I'll retract that at this point. Just why you mentioned it, Rich. I mean, it's so important to Northfield.
It is.
And the city of Northfield, really, to get something there that's going to, honor the old Archer House and all that it meant to people, and also be a vibrant new spot that's going to continue to attract people from out of town coming into town. And so we want to get it right, I think. And so slow playing to make sure that's, I think, a good thing. You know, the city has engaged consultants to participate in this process.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
I think you're in the unique position where you got to look good from the front and the back. I mean,
perfect.
The river, the opportunities along the river and the Riverwalk are so important and hyper-focused right now. Mm-hmm. And
and the city's starting to really focus on that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that would be the west side, I suppose. Mm-hmm. The riverside, the opportunities would be endless. And to try to narrow that down and get it right is not a quick process.
No, and I mean, the city's looking at that, too, and, you know, we all want something in there. The heartbeat of it is just something that would draw the community together and draw people into our community. And there is a part, sometimes, we don't want to rush.
Right.
You know, you want to do it right. We want something that will be here for a century, you know, so...
Oh, yeah.
There's a desire to move, but at the same time, because there's so many moving parts, that can slow things down.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's just communication and doing it well, because you're right, it's a two-way building. It's got to be a two-way building, and we've got a gorgeous river, like the riverfront, and just how do we start enhancing that?
So you guys are working with these consultants. I know this is important to the city.
Yeah.
I was at one of the council meetings when the city council, signed off on the demolition.
Yes.
And I believe Mayor Pownell, she either pointed her finger at you or at Brett and said, whatever comes into that better be spectacular.
I'm hoping it was Brett.
no pressure.
Right. No, all your comments are dead on, and I think the city is very focused on the river and how can, you know, this opportunity, which doesn't come often or at all, really, how can we do something that's going to engage the river as well? So that was sort of west side. And so, you know, what was probably the old footprint of the Archer House, may become larger so that we are engaging that river. So, you know, I think that the scope has expanded a little bit in terms of what the possibilities are, I think. And so we really need to take time and process how that might end up and how that could be different. And we want to align with what the city's thinking. I mean, obviously there's the Bridge Square.
Yep.
And that portion of the river, and even I think down further towards Fifth Street and beyond.
Yep.
But then here's an opportunity, you know, toward Second Street that can, you know, fit into their long-term plan of having the river be a focal point of Redfield.
Right.
So I, you know, how many times too, Rich, have I said, I'll make a quote statement to you on the Archer House and then never followed through. So then I come in here and trap me in the corner and say,
I like to poke you and say, every time I park my car, I think about you.
Yeah, so, thanks.
Because our studios, of course, are right next to the Archer House.
And it reaches out beyond Northfield. We're just having dinner with some friends and they just said, I have to ask you, where's the Archer House at? My boss wants to know where it's at. And then we were talking and I said, wait a second, you work in Eden Prairie. Like, what in the world is your boss thinking about the Archer? Well, he went to St. Olaf.
Sure.
And there's this tie. And so it is not just Northfield. It is drawn the community. It is actually globally.
It's a lot more than 20,000, 21 people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a lot more. It's a destination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is well known, like you said, globally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the city, I think, well, by and large, people of the city have their trust in you guys, and we I think we know that whatever's coming is probably worth waiting for. So
right,
yeah.
And just to put a little extra piece on that, I haven't even seen what we've been talking sort of think of a block and how that the different blocks could fit together in that space.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, look and feel of a building, I haven't even seen that yet.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, to me, that's a big question that everybody everybody has what it's going to look like in their mind.
Are there ideas being?
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. They've been working on it. I just haven't seen it.
There is an architecture firm working on it, and
right.
Yeah, but like you said, it's a weighty thing.
It is.
You know, because you know that people are expecting certain things.
So. And you know, it's not like there's any pressure on you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and I've got the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out.
Right.
But with this project, it's JOMO. Mm-hmm. I've got the joy of missing out.
I
like that. Like Rich said, there's a lot of trust.
Yeah, and, there is.
To seeing the accomplishments of the past, knowing the variables. Brent Bielenberg had said there's just so many people and things to weigh in on the decision, the timing, what it's going to be, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And it will be worth the wait.
Well, you look at Rebound's track record too. I mean, with the Fairfield Inn, with what you guys did with the Reunion and some of your other properties around town. I mean, it's very clear you guys know what you're doing. So, you know, well,
thank you. I was never sure Rich would say that to me.
So I was told beginning yesterday. Brent just said if something goes down between Rich and I. You just step in between us. So.
I'm going to pull my camera out and video it, okay?
I would never hit a man of God.
Yes.
Well, we've got just a couple of minutes left. Jane, there's just nothing going on with the chamber in the next couple of weeks. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Not a thing.
Yeah.
No. But if you haven't heard, Winter Walk.
Walk.
Winter Walk is coming December 8th. So excited. Wow. We've got a couple of new things. Not as big as 2023 is going to be, But we've stretched down to the 600 block with, if you want to come at 4 and watch the, all three of the horse and wagon trailers are going to be in the parking lot at Family Fair. Fantastic. So if you want to come down at 4 and watch them back out of the trailers, those Percherons, they're not, yeah, they are Percherons. They're magnificent. So to watch them harness them up, hook them up, it's quite a show, actually.
Cool.
We've got those little barrel train rides for the kids.
Nice.
Thanks to Bridgewater Produce, the pumpkin patch out on 19, was donating those guys for the, I don't know if it's going to be all 4 hours, but it's going to be kind of fun down there. Cool. The Grinch will also be down that block.
Oh, the Grinch?
The yeah. Grinch.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one told me I had to be anywhere.
Got your green paint all ready to go for your okay. face. And then we're just going to make up a candy land. Just a winter wonderland to walk through between Bridge Square and the river, just adding some bang down there. So just lots more lights, lots yeah. more 6 feet suckers and candy canes and photo opportunities down there.
We're expecting a good turnout this year with you know, hopefully, you know, basically fundamentally pandemic free at this point. So
a lot of the things, you know, the feel is it is indoors, but it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. You've got the you know, in 2020 we went round and round, and we actually planned 3 separate Thursday events in plan, you know, trying to diminish the crowd by a third and a third and a third, but then the numbers went south. And
right,
that was just the only choice was to scratch the whole thing. So last year was great yeah. turnout. I mean, there were thousands of people downtown. Well,
isn't it amazing in their community like that in crazy days?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of communities that draw that into their downtown area. And it is, I mean, I know when I coached, that was always a conflict. We'd usually play on Riverwalk and or on the Winter Walk, and it was always a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just to see something that draws the community. It's just really cool. That and crazy days. I came down this year and I'm like, I just can't believe thousands of people are here. Yeah. But it shows a lot about our community.
Well, they're also both really fun events.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, you just like to be even a little bit social.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you're going to know at least half the, you live in Northfield, you know half the crowd that's going to be there. So, I mean, it's a chance to connect with all your people just right around the holidays.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
We've got the historic and traditional middle school choir performing on the bandstand.
Outstanding. Right.
They do. It was such a sweet thing. In the past, they all performed at one time. The crowd was just massive and people couldn't see their kids because they were so far away.
Right.
So the new director, probably 2 years ago, separated. So we've got a performance at 5, 1 at 6, and 1 at 7. So
fantastic. She's
all the parents get a front row
cool.
to watch their kids on Winter Walk. So
awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap up this month's edition of Chamber Chat. Brent Bielenberg, Brent Nystrom, I want to thank you for your patience with me and my and my grilling you.
No problem, Rich.
It was good, Rich.
Yeah, and thanks for everything you're doing with the Northfield Soccer Association.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Rebound. And Jane, thanks to you for all the good work you're doing at the Chamber.
Well, thanks for letting us come on and tell our story. You really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's always fun. All right, folks, we will catch you guys again on the third Tuesday of December. This has been Chamber Chat. This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community. I had the radio on. I was driving.
Rock, blues, reggae, alt country, Americana, jazz, pop. It's all good on 95.1 The One.
The One.
Ooh, I fell apart when you told me.